Bible speaks of being a steward, and it's required of a steward that he should be loyal. And I found a lot of loyalty. I said last night that we noticed here in Kings Mountain that they have a big sign that says that Jesus is Lord of Kings Mountain. And I think that's a wonderful sign. I wouldn't care if that sign was everywhere in the world, and I wouldn't care if it was real, if it was true. Let's give the Lord a hand. He's so wonderful, you know, so wonderful. If that was exactly the truth. Okay, let's turn over to the book of St. Mark over in the 11th chapter, down to the 22nd verse, and let's read a scripture here. He said in Mark, the 11th chapter, the 22nd verse, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." I like that, don't you? Let's give him another hand. I like that. I like that. All right. So we're here tonight to talk about Jesus and the wonderful things of God. The Lord is so good to us. He does so many wonderful things for us. Last night we talked a little bit about some of the crises over in the Middle East and some of the things that was taking place, and spoke of how close or how near the coming of the Lord is. And the people received it real well. They were very attentive last night. They listened very good. And that's wonderful, because the Bible said, "Give the more earnest heed to the things that you've heard, lest at any time you should let them slip, and to take heed how that you hear, lest you should, forget, or you might not incorporate these in your lifestyle the way that you ought to." So let's take heed tonight as we try to go into a few things tonight to encourage your faith. Paul said we're helpers of your faith. And as we try to go into a few things tonight to encourage your faith, let's take real heed tonight and listen real careful, because the coming of the Lord is near at hand. And we're trying to learn everything we can to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and that is into the full measure, the full stature of that perfect man, and that we should go on to a full reward. So that's why we're here tonight, is to encourage your faith and to stir your faith. The Bible teaches to stir up the pure mind. We've got two minds. One of them is the mind of a human being, and the other is the mind of Christ. That is, if we've been born again. And if we are a born-again believer, then our human mind has emerged into the mind of Christ, and they have become as to a oneness, an interwoven mind, to where when we are speaking, even as the ministry here, it's not us speaking, but the Lord speaking from within us. The Bible said, "In that hour it shall not be you speaking, but the Holy Ghost speaking from within you, or the Holy Spirit, bringing to the people the things that they're in need of." Whereas you're the temples of God, the Bible said temples of God, and members in particular of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, members of his body, bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh. And that God is within his temple, that all the world should keep silent while God speaks. So then when we come to speak to you tonight, we have tried to stay with the Lord, talk with the Lord, keep our mind on the Lord, as from day to day, during a lifetime, and especially during these meetings, that we might have the Lord speak to you and encourage your faith, that we might get a benefit from the Word of God. He says us that we should keep this before our eyes, keep this in our heart, and keep this at our ears. That is the Word of God. The Word of God, you know, a lot of people take the Word of God just to be another book, and that's one of the greatest mistakes that they've ever made in their life. The Word of God is not another book. You know, when I hold this Bible up, that's not another book. That's the Word of God. That is the wonderful, infallible Word of God. That's the proven Word of God. That is the only form of life there is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Bible said that Word came forth, put on flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld it as the Son of God, as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And so then we give praise and honor tonight to our Holy Father, the great eternal Spirit, and His lovely Son, Jesus Christ, who came Jesus, having come to die for our sins, giving His blood in our behalf, we praise the Lord tonight to glorify His name. For the Bible says, there's none other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved, and beginning at Jerusalem and then to the uttermost parts of the earth, that remission of sin should be taught in His name. And so we're here to glorify His name tonight and to lift up the wonderful standards of His way of life. Paul refers to Him as the Spirit of holiness, saying that without holiness no man shall see the Lord. For God is the Spirit of life. And in that He is the Spirit of life, then we are looking for life. And He said, I am the Prince of life, that is Jesus, and I am the Prince of life. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Being the personification of God, that is to say God, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to Himself, not imputing our trespasses unto us. Then we see that the great eternal Spirit, as the Holy Spirit, has come to abide with you and I, to live in the temples of human beings. And Paul said, I'd like to speak unto you as unto spirituals. So then he wants us to be spiritual, and he said that we might learn to understand the wonderful things of God, that we should pray that God would grant unto us the Spirit of revelation. The Spirit of revelation. Paul spoke of as much revelation, being the Gentile apostle and being the overseer to the Gentile church. He spoke of as much revelation. The Bible tells us that we should have the Spirit of revelation. Just being a Christian, that's one thing, but then having the Spirit of revelation is another thing altogether. The Bible said one Spirit in many operations. And as to the operation of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the wonderful thing. You know, I was in the ministry for many years, having traveled across the United States into Canada, Mexico, and the different places. But I never knew, even at that, that there was something that was called the revelation of Jesus Christ. I never knew that. And one day when the Lord took me away with Him and began to talk with me, and I began to talk with Him, He began to open up my heart and open up my mind, and He began to tell me things that I didn't know anything about. The Bible said, ask of me and I'll show you great things that you know not of. And He began to show me great things that I didn't know anything about. As He began to tell me about these wonderful things, I began to get carried away with the revelations that began to come to my heart. Until then, I never really knew what Paul meant about the revelation, nor did I thoroughly understand what John meant about the revelation of Jesus Christ. But when I got into these things and God began to open my understanding, I became so thrilled as I went into the deep hidden mysteries of Almighty God. And you know, right then and there, I began to understand why that the church world of today substitutes the Word of God with frolics and sports. I begin to see that right then. You know, the world today is substituting the Word of God and bringing sports, frolics, societies, things of all kind. And the reason is because they have not really come to know God. They've never come to the revelation of the Son of God. They've never come to the understanding of the Word of God. They know the Bible. I have friends that know the Bible. I know one man, he's like a walking Bible. You know, he can just quote the Scripture anywhere. But to understand the Scripture, even though he can just quote it verbatim, he's like a walking Bible. But he doesn't understand the Bible. He doesn't understand the Word of God. And that's sad, isn't it? You know, to see a man that's so learned in the Bible that can just quote the Bible looks like to no end, but still doesn't understand the Word of the Lord. I found out that what God wants us to do is to understand the Word of God. See, to understand the Word of God. With wisdom get understanding, Solomon said. And to understand the Word of God, this is what God is wanting us to do. And so then I want to understand the Word of the Lord. As I've said so many times, I've read the Bible through and through, and I know numbers of you have. A lot of people have read the Bible through and through. I've read it through numbers of times, and I've read the New Testament through on my knees, because I wanted to know the Word of God. But I found out that that still doesn't take the place of understanding the Word of the Lord. I remember how the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to understand my Word, son. I just don't want you to quote my Word. I want you to understand my Word. And I found out that understanding comes from God. Solomon prayed to God saying, Heavenly Father, give me an understanding heart that I might be able to teach your people. And it pleased God well. He did not ask for riches, nor did He ask for long life. And God so well pleased gave him long life and gave him an understanding heart too, and gave him riches. And so then, when you get an understanding heart, you can have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Remember, it's with the heart that man believeth unto righteousness. We make a mistake in trying to believe God with our intellect. I know that we have to use our intellect. We have to use our understanding as to human understanding to believe. I realize that. We have to use our intellect to believe. But that's not faith. That is a form of believing, but not faith. You know, Jesus spoke of all men not having faith. All men have believing, but all men don't have faith. But he said faith is of the heart. To believe in the heart. To believe with the heart is a revelation of God. See, and so we believe with the heart. And this is why we do not find the prosperity that we're looking for as opposed to poverty. This is why we do not find the healing that we're looking for as opposed to sickness. This is why we do not find the favoritism of God as opposed to the ignorance that's in mankind. See, we do not find what we're looking for because we do not have genuine faith. And because we do not have genuine faith, we do not find the favoritism of God. For the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, I asked the Lord one time, I said, why is it that we must have faith to please you? I said, we're your creation. And I said, it seemed to me like that's sufficient. You know, if I'm a son that belongs to a dad or a father or a mother, that's sufficient. They ought to love me just on the grounds that I'm their child. I said, why is it that you can't love me unless I believe when I'm supposed to be your child? And the Lord answered back in this fashion, that you're not my child unless you believe. You're not my child unless you believe. Unless you're born to faith, you're not my child. See, we are in error from the fall. And we are altogether abiding within death. For all, in Adam, all die. And in Christ Jesus, all are made alive. And unless we are born again, we are not the seed of God. From the dust thou art, Adam, and to the dust thou shalt return. Because he failed to have faith in God. And Eve failed to have faith in God. And because they failed to have faith in God, the ties were severed and they were cut off. They went after the natural things of life, and the gullible desire as to that natural thing in life took them away from the faith in Christ. And the great sin was this. And that is, the Lord spoke to them, and Eve did not believe, and Adam shared her transgression. Even though Adam was not in the transgression, as to the original transgression, yet he gave himself to it in that he followed her in the thing that she had done. And the sin was unbelief. And today the sin is still unbelief, and the thing that displeases God is unbelief, because unbelief is what severs man from God, and he cannot purify man's heart. Because man is defiled from the fall, there is no purity about man, and the great eternal Spirit being so holy, he cannot even look at us. Except the blood of Jesus be applied as to God's act within a human body to take away man's sin, God cannot even look upon us. Because he cannot even look at iniquity. And that is what is so much displeasure to God, is the fact that he doesn't want to be separated from his creature no more than a mother would from her babe. And the only way can be allowed to love his creature and have his creature to love him or come together is by faith. When we believe in his righteousness, then he purifies our heart by that faith by sending the Holy Spirit into our heart, and then he as the life can come and abide within this temple and work himself from within into the outer genetics of our body, making manifest in our mortal genes the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why without faith it is impossible to please God. Because without faith, he cannot have fellowship with his creature. His creature is ultimately cut off from God unless we can have faith in the great Holy Spirit. So we see then that a lot of times we don't understand, and this is why that we perish. The Bible teaches that men perish because they lack knowledge. That is the knowledge of God. We come to the knowledge of God. And then when we come to the knowledge of God, then faith cometh by the hearing of the word or by the knowledge of God. And when this great knowledge comes, Then we understand people are religious. The world is full of religious people, all kind of sect of people. And they're religious and they have their favorite preachers and their favorite programs, their favorite doings. But really, they don't know about God. If they did know about God, they wouldn't substitute the Word of God or the things of God with the things of the world. They wouldn't go after the world. Because the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is of the world is the pride of life and the lust of the flesh. And the world and the lust thereof passeth away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. See, so if they knew the Word of God and if they loved the Word of God, they would abide within the Word of God. They would understand the Word of God. They would go after the Word of God and they would not be found in the things that are contrary to God. Isn't that right? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Isn't that right? If you love me, he said, you will keep my commandments. So the proof of love is that you keep his commandments. All right. So then the disciples marveled. They marveled here as they came by in this particular pathway. They saw a tree that Jesus had cursed, having gone along here hungry, having had nothing to eat. He desired some figs from this tree. And when he went to get figs, there wasn't any figs because it wasn't the time of season. And when he could not get figs, he just said to the fig tree, from henceforth and forever, there'll be no more figs to grow on thee. And the disciples didn't pay too much attention to that. But when they came back this way and the same fig tree was there, all withered up, then it caught Peter's eye. Now, it was phenomenal that this tree was healthy the day before, and this day it's all withered up. And it was more phenomenal when Peter, that knew something about the growth of trees, looked and saw that this was withered up from the roots. You know, when trees die, they die because the sap backs down out of the tree and from the treetop down, the tree dies. But this tree had died from the roots up. And Peter, he was literally flabbergasted, as the world says. When he saw that this tree had died from the roots up, he was carried away with it. And he said something concerning this. And Jesus said, don't marvel at this. Now here's a man. Here's a man like I'm a man. He was a human being like you're a human being. And here he is saying to another human being, he said, marvel not at this. But Peter said, but you spoke to this tree and you said no more figs is to grow on it. And it's all withered up and that from the roots. Jesus said, don't marvel over that. Said, just have faith in God. Said, if you have faith in God, I say unto you, that's what's been done on this tree. You'll not only do that. He said, but if you can believe in your heart, and not doubt. He said, it doesn't matter what you say, you can have it. You just say what you will, and it'll be done unto you if you can believe in your heart and not doubt. You know, that's hard for us to get a hold of, isn't it? We are human beings. One human being saying to another human being. Peter is saying, my God, look at this tree. Saying to the brethren, look at this tree. Look what's happened. The master spoke to it, and look what happened. We know he's the master. You know, Peter could have said, well, we know he's the master. And the disciples could have said, well, we know he's the master. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. But now here comes the master, a man, as to the eyes. And here the master says to another man, a man saying to another man, now you say, I'm the master. I'm the master. Your Lord and master, you say I am, and so I am. You do well that you say that. He said, but I said to this tree, no more fruit henceforth and forever. And ye marvel. But now I'm saying to you, a human being, what I did, you shall do. And greater works shall ye do, because I go to the Father to make it all possible. Now I'm saying to you as a man, you marvel because I've done this, and you think I've done this as a great God or something, he could have said. But I say unto you as a man that you have the same privilege, folks. I'm telling you tonight that we as human beings have the same privilege. Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. I say unto you that if thou can say anything and not doubt in your heart, but believe that the things that you say shall come to pass, you can have whatsoever you say. Did you know that in my lifetime, I have put this to the test many multiplied times in my life. And I have had the desires of my heart. I put it to the test. I put it to the test when I wanted to do things for God. When I wanted to travel abroad through the United States and I didn't have the money, I put it to the test and God made the way. And then I decided I wanted to go into Canada and Mexico, and I put it to the test and God made the way. And then I decided that I wanted to go into the foreign countries and preach around the world, and God made it possible, and I preached around the world because He made the way. And then I decided, Lord, that I want ships, and He made the way. And I decided that I wanted planes, and He made the way. I decided that I wanted tents and tractors and recording equipment, all this other stuff, and I put it to the test and He made the way. I decided that I wanted the desires of my heart, and I read where He said, if you'll delight yourself in Me, I'll give you the desires of your heart, and I'll make you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob, and I'll make all of your beds in the time of your sickness. And He said, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the water to bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. He said, you'll lack no good thing. I put this to the test, and today I'm enjoying the wonderful presence of God. I'm going on with God. God is still blessing me, still blessing mine. I asked the Lord to bless me. I said, bless me, O God, bless me. And I said, Lord, I believe Your word. And I said, Lord, heal for me. And God healed for me. And God saved people for me as I preached to them. And God delivered them. And I said, Lord, bless my wife. And God bless my wife. She's still healthy, well, and going today strong and ready to go with me in our crusades that's coming up overseas now. And I said, Lord, bless my children. Oh, Lord, I've got to raise a family. I find myself a family man, and I've got to raise a family. Lord, bless my family. Don't let me lose my children. And we raised 8 children, and they're grown up, and they're married, and they've got families, and not one of them died. Not one of them is mangled up. Not one of them has any kind of bad thing wrong with them. Because I trusted God, and I believed in God, and I took God at His word. And I said, oh Lord, I see that Your word is real. Your word is true. That whatever I declare in my heart to be, it will be. The Bible said that if I decree a thing in my heart, and if I don't doubt, that God will bring it to pass. That if any two of you will determine anything as to agree upon this, that you ask it of God, and God will do it for you. Faith in God. Faith in God. What is God? God is the word. This is the book that we sometimes just lay aside right here. But this is the Bible. See, and this is the Word of God. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the only thing that we got that we can actually see today is the Word, the printed page. The only thing that we can see of God is the printed page, unless I'm going to see God in you and you're going to see God in me. In that we're bone of His bone and we're flesh of His flesh. Then that's the only way that we can know God. See, so I have faith in God. I say to you tonight that God wants to save you. How can you be saved? If you start doubting as to whether God wants you saved or not, that puts you in a precarious sort of a situation. If you start reasoning as to whether God wants a certain creed saved, a certain people saved, that puts you in a bad light with God. For the Bible said, what I say unto one, I say unto all. And if I look at things like I was speaking of last night, there's the German, there's the Japanese, there's the Jew, there's the black man, there's the white man, the yellow man, the red man, whatever it might be, all of these people, God wants them saved. And the Bible said it's not His will that any should perish. All should come to repentance and have everlasting life. Not even my will that the wicked should perish, but that they should repent of their sins and that they should come to God. See, it's not God's will that any should perish. And God wants to save you. He wants to save every one of us. He wants to be close to us, and He wants us to be close to Him. But how can I be saved? By the hearing of the preaching of the Word. I said last night that the Word comes forth and you hear it and you believe it, and this is where you get faith. And I said last night that no matter how spiritual we try to be, no matter how religious we try to be, how ritualistic we try to be, it isn't going to give us any faith nor favoritism with God. God does not give favoritism by faith nor favoritism by ritualistics or by joining some religious sect or doing some religious thing. God doesn't do that. It doesn't matter what organization you belong to. That doesn't help you at all. God doesn't favor your organization at all. God favors faith. If you're in this organization and you believe God, God will bless you. If you're in this organization, if you have faith, God will bless you. But did you know that when you have faith in God, the proof of faith in God is that you honor what God has said? Because faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God. And whatever the word of God says, if you do that, then that is the proof of your believing. As the writer said, show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my action, by what I do, by what I practice. This is, the child is known by his doings. All right, so then, whoever you are, whatever the creed is, whatever the color is, whatever the nationality, as to the religious sect of people, God isn't interested in that. He's interested in the heart. He is the great eternal spirit. He made all humanity. And God is interested in your heart. The songwriter said one time, how about your heart? Is it right with God? People often see you as you are outside, but God really knows you as you are inside. How about your heart? Is it right with God? If you believe it's right with God, because the only way it can be right with God is through faith. Because God purifies our hearts by faith. If I'm to have any relativeness to God, I must believe in the righteousness of the Son of God. I cannot be found with my own righteousness, because my own righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. All my alms deeds, all that I do, cannot be accepted of God unless I do it through Jesus Christ and by faith in God. It cannot be accepted. But when I look on the Lord Jesus and I call on the name of the Lord Jesus, then God accepts me. Like the people, the Bible speaks of the men going up into the temple, and one of them said, oh Lord, I thank thee, you know, that I pay tithe of all I possess. Very religious. And Lord, I fast twice a week. And I do all these kind of things. But the Lord paid no attention to him. And another man stood there. He didn't do any of those things. He was just a man without God. And he just cried out, oh God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. And the Bible said this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. He said, for I say unto you, lest your righteousness exceed that of self-righteousness, that of the Pharisees and scribes, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. In that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. In that God is a spirit, the kingdom is a spirit, and spirit inherits spirit. As to your inner man coming in contact with God. So then this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. He had no alms deeds whatsoever. He'd done nothing. But he believed in God's righteousness. And the Bible said, lest your righteousness excel that of your own doings, of your own self-righteousness, that you're not going to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. Your morals won't do. Just doing alms deeds won't do unless you are a Christian. And then if you maintain good works, and then if you do alms deeds, that's wonderful, because God expects it of you. Let everyone that names the name of Christ Jesus depart from iniquity, and let him live holy and godly and pure in this present world, and be holy in body and spirit. And Paul said, and I desire to present you unto Christ. I've espoused you even to one husband, and I desire to present you as a chaste virgin. And the Bible said to present you holy, body, soul, and spirit, blameless. So then, we are to be God's people. We are to be holy people. He said concerning the world, not to be active in the world. Come out from among them and be a separate people, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, saith the Lord. See, we're not to be making preparations for the world. The Bible said, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. See, but we are to mortify the deeds of the flesh. We're to deny ourselves, and we're to take up our cross and follow him, that we might be a peculiar people, zealous of good works, a holy, godly, pure people, that God may dwell with us. And folks, he'll give us the desires of our heart. What do we have to do? See, to have the things of life. Isn't it true that about 3 million people, God led them out of Egypt and led them over into Canaan? And the Bible said that he fed them. They did not have the fine things of the world as to the industries of life, the medical cares of life, nor all of the refineries of life. But did you know the Bible said they lacked no good thing? And God provided for them, and the Bible said that there wasn't even one of them during all of that time that their feet even swelled on them. That's better than the medical profession of today can do. With all the medical profession of today and all the doctors of today, people's feet are continually swelling on them. and they can't keep them from it. See, with all of your medical aid, with all the hospitals, with all these kind of things, and yet you still don't have the care that God gave these 3 million people. And the Lord says in His Word, He said, and if you will keep My statutes, and if you will keep My commandments, and if you will do the things that I've asked you to do, I will bring upon you none of these things, these diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians. As to the original Hebrew text, I will allow none of these things to come upon you. See, I will watch over you, and I'll delight in you, and I'll bless you. This is where faith comes from. The Bible said if we do the things that please God, hereby we assure our hearts, and then our hearts have confidence toward God, and then when it has confidence toward God, then we receive what we ask of God because we know that God hears us, and if we know that God hears us, if we have this confidence, then we know that we have the petition that we desire of God because these things are already given to us in Christ before the world ever was. Today, by faith, we comprehend the heights, the depth, the width, and the length of these marvelous things through the mind of Christ, and we're enjoying this by faith in God. By faith in God. So then we're going on with God to believe. Isn't that a privilege? You know, sometimes I think about this wonderful challenge from God. And it's such a privilege. And I think, oh my God, don't let me miss it. Here I am, a human being, and this challenge is before me, and I have this great opportunity to believe in God. And I have this great opportunity to bring forth faith in God, to see the wonderful things of Christ that He spoke of in my life. I say again, there's no way to get faith through ritualistics. There's no way to get faith except by the hearing of the Word of God. And we're helpers of your faith. To preach this to you, to detail these things to you, to let you know God's blessing, God's concern towards you, and that is to strengthen your faith. There's one thing that we do, we fast, we pray, we seek God, we keep good alms deed. We do these things, not because it brings us faith, not because it gives us faith, because faith comes just by believing what He said. But it does strengthen our faith. Like it was said of Abraham, Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what God had promised He was also able to perform. See, this is the beauty of faith. These things strengthen our faith. So we do all these things to strengthen our faith. And this is what it's all about, is to make our faith strong in God. See, don't be a weakling. Don't get mixed up with the world. Don't go after the world of sports. Don't go after the entertainments of life. Don't be associated with all of these things in life and be carried away with all the things of life. Go after the things of God. Even the man of God, the Bible said, don't go after riches and all of these things. Many following after these have pierced themselves through with many sorrows, many foolish hurts. Folks, God will give you riches. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get wealth. I'll make you to ride upon the high places of the earth. I'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob. I'll give you the desires of your heart. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the Lord that forgiveth all of thine iniquities and healeth all of thy diseases. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. So then, we don't have to go after anything. The Bible said, seek the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added. And that's true because if we search after this word and if we believe in this word and we strengthen our faith in the word of God, then faith is going to bring you the desires of your heart. Because faith will bring you anything. The Bible said all things are possible to them that believe. And when you believe in God, it'll bring you the desires of your heart. They won't be anything that you can't have. Isn't God good? Let's give Him a hand. Somebody say hallelujah. So wonderful to be a Christian. Isn't that right? Let's stand together and let's sing a little bit together tonight, can we? Just exhorting you a little bit tonight. Last night we preached a little bit lengthy, speaking of some of the crises over in the Middle East and the different things that was coming to pass as the calendar dates and whatever. And tonight we thought we'd exhort you just a little bit. And, you know, we prayed in the last week it was, we prayed, God, this coming weekend, I said I want pretty days. I want nice days for this tent meeting now, Lord. I said it's cold, but I want you to give me a fine weekend for a meeting. And here we are. And I, for this time of year, I think it's real good, don't you? I think it's real good. So then I praise God for that. By faith in God, I found out that this thing really works. He will give me the desires of mine heart. I'm so glad tonight the songwriter said that Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. You love the Lord? We're not going to sing that, but that's a good song to sing. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Can you sing that with me? For my rest, it is complete while I sit at your feet. Oh, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sing that with me. For I've anchored my soul in God's haven of rest, and I'll sail the wild seas no more. Though the tempest it may sweep out over the wild storm be deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. Can you sing that with me? I need thee, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. I need thee now, precious Savior. And can you sing with me? So don't turn him away. So don't turn him away. Oh, he has come back to your heart once again, so let Jesus in to stay. For oh, how you'll need him just to plead your cause on that eternal day. Listen to my Savior and hear his loving voice. Don't turn him away. The altars are open. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Would you like to come tonight? Oh, there's room at the cross for you. And although many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Can you come tonight? The Bible said the king's matter requires haste. Can you come tonight?
At the cross,
where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight. Now I am happy all the day. Sing with me now. For at the cross, where we first saw the light, and the burdens of our heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight.
Now I am happy all the day. Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while the ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question: where will you be? Just one life to live on earth, and it swiftly passes by. From the moment of our birth until it's time to die, God has given us this choice to decide our destiny in a million years. Where will?
Can you sing that with me?
Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be singing? Will you be happy while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question: where will you be? And I thank you, nor the valleys that I walk through today. For the darker the valley, the more I learn to pray. Found you with the lilies, they're blooming by the way. So I thank you for the valley I walk through today.
Sing with me now.
Thank you for every hill I climb, for every time the sun didn't shine. Thank you for every lonely night I prayed till I knew that everything was alright. And I thank you for the valleys I walk through today. Life can't be all sunshine, or the flowers would die. The rivers would be desert, all barren and dry. Life can be all blessings, or there'd be no need to pray. So I thank thee for the valleys I walk through today.
Sing this with me.
Thank thee for every hill I climb, for every time the sun didn't shine. Thank thee for every lonely night I prayed till I knew that everything was alright. And I thank thee for the valleys I walk through today.
Let's sing this little chorus together. The Bible speaks of how sweet he is. Taste and see if the Lord is good. Let's sing this little chorus.
Sweet are each day, growing sweeter each this love grows sweeter along life's way. Walk through the garden, I can hear Jesus say, my love grows sweeter each day.
While we're singing this, won't you come to the altar tonight?
Growing sweeter.
While we're singing, let's everybody come to the altar tonight. Will you do that tonight? The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And tonight, you're His creature tonight. And God is no respect to person. And today is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time. Now would be the time for you to come and make everything right with the Lord. You've never made that commitment. Paul said, I'm persuaded to believe that God is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that great day. And tonight's the time. You want to be His friend? Someday you'll need Him. Let's be a friend to God like Abraham was.
Growing sweeter each day. Growing sweeter each day. His love grows sweeter along life's way. Oh, the garden, I can hear my Savior say, my love grows sweeter each day.
Don't you love Him? Let's sing this little chorus together tonight while we worship the Lord, can we?
Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow.
Sing that with me.
Across the bridge, there's no more pain. For the sun's gonna shine across the river, and I'll never be young. Happy again.
Can you sing that again with me?
Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. For the sun's gonna shine across the river, and I'll never be unhappy again. For in this life we're living in, I have lived a life of sin, done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I met a stranger along the way. I asked him for a place to stay. Happiness and love, it's true.
Sing it with me.
He said, across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Set across the bridge, there's no more pain. For the sun's gonna shine across the river, and we'll never be unhappy again. And he was here all the time. My Lord was here all the time. Sing with me, folks. Waiting patiently in line, he was here all the time.
Can you worship him with me tonight?
And he touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, joy that floods my soul, something happened and now I know Jesus touched me and he made me whole.
One more time. For Jesus touched me. Can you feel the touch of the Lord tonight? To worship the Lord in spirit and in truth tonight. To lift thy hands up. The Bible said, I would that men everywhere lift up holy hands. Without wrath and without doubting. When your hands are lifted up to God, it reminds the Heavenly Father of Calvary. Because Calvary is where the nails was put in his hands. And he said, I've engraved you in the palms of my hands that I may never forget you. A mother may forsake her suckling baby, said, but I'll never forget you. For I've engraved you in the palms of my hands. Calvary and the engraving of the palms of the hands. To lift up those holy hands tonight to remind him of Calvary. Isn't that wonderful?
For oh, he touched me. Jesus touched me. And oh, that joy that floods my soul. Something happened and now I know Jesus touched me and he made me whole.
Lift up your hands and let's close our eyes together. We sang a little song last night, Brother Taylor, the stone is rolled away.
Gone, the stone is rolled back, gone, and the tomb is empty, gone, to sit at my Father's side. For he's gone, all but that triumphant, gone, sin is gone, and he lives forevermore.
One more time together.
For it's gone, I saw the stone, it's rolled back, gone. I saw the tomb, it's empty, gone. To sit at my Father's side.
I've been there about 7 different times.
For he's gone, all the death triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone. And he lives forevermore.
Now sing it like this.
Oh, it's gone. The heart of stone, it's rolled back, gone. The fleshly tomb, it's empty, gone.
Remember this now, at death the spirit goeth back to God who gave it. And the Bible said, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but the body of the Lord Jesus. And your spirit went back to Christ who gave it. It's hid with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received until the time of the restoring of all things. Remember that. I'll take out the heart of stone placed within you, the heart of flesh. Write my laws upon the table of your heart and cause you to walk in my love. The love of God constrains you.
Gone, the heart of stone, it's rolled back.
He said, I'll write my laws upon the table of your heart. Remember,
The sting of death is sin, and sin gets its strength by the law. But that which was engraven in stones, as to Israel, he took away the heart of stone, as to what he engraved in stones in the days of Moses. And then he came and made us the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. And today we have the mind of the Lord Jesus. We have the heart of the Lord Jesus today. And the heart of stone is gone. Heart of faith. Far he's gone. The heart of stone is rolled back. The fleshly tomb is simply gone. To sit at my Father's. Jesus said, if I have overcome, I've sit down in the throne with my Father. And if you'll overcome, you can sit down in the throne with my Father and with me. Heaven is my throne. There's a lot of room up there. Earth is my footstool. Gone and he lives forevermore. One more time. Far it's gone. The heart of stone. Having been in Israel at least 7 different times, plan to go over there for the 8th time, if the Lord will let us go, because they're asking for our ministry in Israel. It's a wonderful thing to go to the tomb, as some of you have gone and see the stone rolled away. It's wonderful to know there is a tomb, that there is a resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to be a Christian, and knowing that the end of the world is upon us and everything is right here at the coming of the Lord, it makes me delight in the wonderful things of God. Don't it make you delight in them? Somebody say hallelujah. Lift up your hand and let's praise the Lord tonight. We're going to sing this little chorus. Let's sing, I will praise him. And I will praise him. My heart will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Sing that with me. Let us give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away our stain. While we're praising him now, lift your hands up. I said last night I was going to pray for the sick. But I'd like to put it off till tomorrow night if I could. Tomorrow night's our last night. And I'd like to make it a real night of praying for the sick tomorrow night. I'd like just to worship the Lord tonight. I've been dealing with your faith for a night or two to try to get your faith in shape. To where when we pray for you, you really can get a healing. Serving God is joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. And God wants you to be healthy, folks. He really does. And maybe tomorrow night I'll have a chance to prove that by the Scriptures. But he really does. And that'll help you to believe. Because what you hear is what you can believe. Isn't that right? He sent his word and healed them. And the way that you're healed is that word comes. You hear it and believe. And his word cast out the unclean spirit. And his word brings you your healing. That's his word. Isn't God wonderful? I can tell you believe that word. I feel God healing already. Faith is rising in the audience right now. Hallelujah. Let's love the Lord. Can you praise him with me? Can you praise him with me? Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Can you do that? Let's praise the Lord. Lift your hands up and let's believe God tonight. And him glory all ye people, for his blood has washed away every sin. Come on, one more time. Praise him together. Lift your hands up and praise him. I will praise. That's Brother Thomas. I want him to come up here and dismiss us. Brother Thomas, come up here. I didn't recognize him until just then. Brother that's over 80 years old, still going strong by faith in God. I think this is wonderful. I had no idea he was here. All right, let's praise the Lord while Brother Thomas comes to dismiss us. Lift your hand up. Close your eyes with me. Let's sing him. All ye people, just like a little bit being 88. Come on, let's sing it again now. Come on now. and I will praise Him.
I want you to just tell them how much you love the Lord. Dismiss them.
Praise the Lamb. Lift your hands up and come on, folks. And come on, can't you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
A man 88 years old, ooh, still got the victory, still healthy and well, still preaching the gospel.
Glory.
That proves it works.
For His blood
hallelujah.
Has washed us.
Lift your hands up and close your eyes and let's sing one more time glory. Together now. Hallelujah.
And I